Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. On behalf of Lao delegation, I would like to express our thanks to Austria and Chile on their work as victim assistance coordinators. The accidents still continue to occur in the rural areas in Lao Pida, including the area there is no clearance operators. So the supporting victim remain a top priority for government of Lao PDR, as demonstrated in our commitment to implement Article 5 of CCM, which is also consistent with the Article 5 of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, as well as UNSCAP Declaration on Decades of Disabled People and other related instruments. At the national levels, we have law on persons with disabilities and victim assistance framework, also outlined in the Lao PDR's national HDGs number 18, Life Safe from UXO, which is strived to achieve by 2030. The National Strategic Plan on UXO and My Action, Safe Path Forward 3, 2021 to 2030, aim to support for at least 11,400 victims. To implement this target, the government still continue to utilize War Victims Medical Fund to support victims and their families, established in 2016. The fund aimed to provide livelihood support and services to them. The government has also strengthened policies aiming to provide physical treatment, rehabilitation, and related costs, as well as compensation for their families on vocational training, socioeconomic support in three of the most impacted provinces. The government plan to extend this comprehensive approach to all victims in all provinces. In 2023, there is 13 UXO accidents happened with 26 casualties, 5 women, 6 men, 10 boys, and 5 girls. Comparing to 20 casualties, 3 women, 9 men, 8 boys in 2022. The causes of accident included lighting fires, playing with UXO, cutting grass, digging for food, and collecting food from forests. From January to July 2023, there were 245 UXO survivors have received assistance. This included 14 people received medical treatment, 30 people received physical rehabilitation, 15 people received psychological support, and 187 people joined vocational training. Over the last year, the UXO and My Action sector has worked with two key partners in the areas of victim assistance, notably COICA and World Education. There has also been a greater focus given to vocational training and socioeconomic support for UXO survivors, providing economic support enabling social reintegration. Over the past year, the UXO sector has able to support 183 UXO victims of a targeted 1,050 UXO victims in the annual work plan. The victim assistance sector continues to face significant challenges, most notably the limitation of funding, the criteria to identify victims before having national database in 2008, following up and reintegration still limited in the areas of there is no programs. The current program will be ended in this year, and the main challenges being how to meet of on physical and psychological rehabilitation needs of all casualties with limited resources available. To overcome the decreasing of funds support the UXO sector, Lao PDR needs to find new ways and means to effectively mobilize and utilize funds. The government of Lao PDR calls on the international communities to support this important work. I would like to take this opportunity to express our sincere gratitude to all international stakeholders for their long-standing support and assistance to extend it to our countries. Lao PDR stands ready to cooperate with all of you and in order to achieve our common goals and objectives, especially in victim assistance. I thank you.